good evening. Hello, and this is Jan Sircone here, live from Ordinary Miracles. That's the name of our radio show. Actually, I do have a partner. His name is Matt Kramer, and we usually do this show right from his store in downtown Cotati, Sonoma County, California. But tonight, Matt took off to Macworld, so here I am, one-woman show. Actually, he's deserted me the last 2 weeks, but it's very, very exciting because then I can really delve into my love, which is deep into sound healing. Tonight, I have a wonderful, amazing guest, a very dear friend, Scott Alexander, and I'll be talking a little bit more about him later, but he, to me, epitomizes the true sound healer, quietly, peacefully, doing profound work through his recording, and actually just through his beingness. And I'm just very thrilled that Scott will be here and we'll be doing the interview. I'd like to identify the opening music tonight. That was from my CD, As Above, So Below. And I guess I feel if I play it every week, it'll kind of sink in. The actual song has Eric Bates playing electric guitar, and the tones are placed in a spiral. Randy Masters helped us with the actual laying down of the music, and so when you listen to it, it's like a spiral, and it kind of opened you up. So that's why we put it at the beginning of the show, because our focus is on sound healing, opening up people, helping them unpeel, helping them heal. Matt Kramer, I'll just give a little commercial about Matt. He's not here tonight. He does have his store, Live from Ordinary Miracles in Cotati, and his work is the voice mapping system. And it was developed by Gene Nelson and some other folks. And what that does is it allows people to speak into his computerized system, and it actually gives you a diagnostic picture of your emotional geography in your body. For instance, if you have a lot of issues with your father, it's right there in your voice. It's amazing, and it even gives percents. I myself have already spent 8 hours working on my father issues. I'm happy to say I'm finishing that up. But voice mapping is just one of the amazing diagnostic and treatment sound tools that are available through the sound healing community, and which research is supporting and bringing forth lots of wonderful new programs. My program is called the Voice Bio, and my work with that is actually measuring the frequencies in a person's body through the voice. So I can ask three different questions, and I plot on a graph the actual frequencies of your body. Now, when I say frequencies, I mean vibrations. And that can be thought of as music. So we give it actual notes. For instance, if you're low in the note of C, chances are your thyroid is low. And since the thyroid is the beginning of your immune system, chances are you are at the beginning of immune system deficiency. So it's very amazing. A lot of physicians and naturopaths are using it for differential diagnosis. And so what I also see is this is really fun. I send clients over to Matt because I can see that even the emotions in your body are particular frequencies. And, for instance, every time you think of, you think maybe a student thinks about their homework, they start getting certain vibrations within a certain field, which, again, we can give a musical note correlation, and that starts taking up space within their body. And as it takes up space, it shifts another part of your body because we have these tritone relationships. Let me explain that. Your C note, which is your thyroid, the cornerstone of your immune system, has a relationship with the F-sharp note. The F-sharp note represents your sympathetic nervous system, your flight or fight, your busyness, your thinky. So if you have too much thinky, you are going to start drawing energy from your C note, and you are weakening your immune system. So it, what it boils down to is our thoughts do affect our health. Our thoughts themselves have vibrations. So that's the voice bio, and that's voice mapping. And when I see someone severe emotional issues, I send them over to Matt, and so we can do a little voice mapping there. Let me tell you about a wonderful convention coming up. This convention is put on by another BBS radio host, David Gibson, and he's actually my boss over at the Globe Sound Healing Institute in San Francisco, and he is putting on his second World Sound Healing Conference. This time it's going to be in Los Angeles on January 26th, 27th, 28th, and that is right around the corner. So I know you're all on your computers listening to this, and you can go ahead and look on the website, and it's soundhealingcenter.com. And when you pull that up, you'll see that there's going to be a conference in L.A. at the end of this month, and then another conference in May in San Francisco. This one is, I think, especially good because it's going to be on the smaller side, which will give you a chance to meet and talk with and have little longer sessions with some of the presenters. Don Estes will be there, and he is brilliant. He is a clinician, a researcher, and he works a lot with the voice. In fact, he also does a voice program, which I'll be talking about a little later. Don Campbell, one of the inspirational leaders, he gives an amazing lecture. I'll never forget when he had everybody joyfully banging paper plates together. And sometimes we get a little serious in the sound healing field, so thank you, Don, for that. Randy Masters, Music of the Universe, Lisa Raffel, a shamanic healer, and Silvina Vergara. Now, there also will be a beautiful concert. There'll be two concerts, but the one I'm most focusing on is we're putting on a concert on Sunday evening called The Sounds of Love. And we had a rehearsal the other night. And that will be Silvina, who her voice is, it is the Divine Mother. I swear, the clouds open up and roses start to fall out when this woman sings. The frequencies of her body are beautiful. Then we've brought in a fellow named Ha'a. I know that's hard to say. I always want to say aha. But Ha'a is a fellow who had a death experience 3 months ago and is still integrating it, but he has created a water video where he actually captures water spirits jumping over the stream. He actually goes into the water element. So we'll be showing his beautiful DVD, and we're going to open the program with beautiful crystal bowls and singing. Randy Masters will be on piano, and he's just so fun, our galactic pianist, and he realized that he can get all of these beautiful angelic sounds out of this, Yamaha electronic piano. So, and Claire Victor's going to be singing with us, and what a lineup, Lisa Raffel, fabulous singer. So it's really going to, it is the sound of love, and we know that we are going to be lifting up the audience with the frequencies of all the singers and all the music that we've chosen. It's quite profound. So again, that is the World Sound Healing Conference. It's at the LA Marriott in Woodland Hills, Los Angeles. Go to soundhealingcenter.com. Now, I also will be speaking, and again, I'm Jan Sircone, and my website is musicforjoyandhealing.com. I'll say that again, musicforjoyandhealing.com. And this time, I'm going to be changing my talk a little bit from the Santa Fe World Sound Healing Conference, and I'm going to focus that through our voice and through our bodies, we actually are the Holy Grail, that through the tones and impassioned energies, we can light up our bodies for spiritual ascension. And it's within the blood, It's within the tones, which are planetary and zodiac origin. And so I pull it all together. I know it's hard to kind of get the picture with saying all these different things, but it's pretty amazing some of the things that I'm finding out about the voice, and that's what I carry is this information about the voice. Speaking of which, let's see, I want to do a little priestess time here. I'm going to play something very, very beautiful, and I'm going to ask you to guess and see what this sound is. Here we go. That is actually the voice of the rainbow. That's the harmonics of all the colors, the full spectrum, the full vibratory spectrum of the rainbow. So as you listen to that, all the frequencies that harmonize with your chakras and the colors in your body were being balanced and healed. So I hope you like that. I thought it was just very, very beautiful. Of course, that's one of the sound tools by Randy Masters, who also will be speaking at the World Sound Healing Conference, of course. I mentioned that. Okay, now Matt isn't here, and I'm doing the show myself, so I thought I would take a little priestess time. I'm actually a reverend in the Church of Isis, and so I'm going to pull a card, a little card for tonight. And it is actually the Isis card. Oh, how beautiful. Let me tell you about this set of cards. It is divination set, and it's called Initiation to the Stars. This was developed by James Jarrab, and he's a fellow who lives right out of Santa Fe, and my friends and I all met him when we were recently at the conference. And he was an archaeologist, and he had a very, very profound sacred experience. He immediately began delving into some of the more the mystery part of all the things that he was studying, and then he started painting. And this little set is a result of his painting, Initiation to the Stars. It is just beyond belief in how beautiful these little sets of Raphael. They're kind of creative, folk, very colorful, playful. And I invite you to go visit him. Actually, let me give you his website, and you can take a look at some of his work. James Jarrab, www.stardreaming.org. Okay, and that's in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Now, the most amazing thing about James, I got these little cards when I went to visit his property. He has developed immense labyrinths that you walk through, and I just can't even tell you how the experiences that we had there. Some of the stones that he has pulled in with huge cranes are as tall as me. He has every different type of crystal, and each labyrinth is dedicated to a different deity, to the stars, to the moon. So again, go to his website and see. You will be so happy that you did. And if you're in that area, please stop in and see James. So I'm going to go ahead and read the Isis card. And here it is. I am Isis, goddess of love and renewal. My image is of your future, when the male essence depicted by Osiris surrenders to the female essence. My feathered ceremonial dress nurtures the cosmic egg of the union of male and female in the new paradigm. The image of the two sacred cobras bears this union. Close your eyes and let Osiris push the blue light up from your solar plexus and gush forth out of your crown. Masses of blue light pour out of your crown. My wings embrace you with this gold, white, and silver love, and with light from Sirius, your brightest star. Hold the energy. Picture me embracing you. My wings part, and you are bathed in and out of your body with the eyes of Horus. This is the sacred art of renewal. Open your eyes. You are one again, as always. Love, Isis. And James very playfully signs the name of Isis. I think that's really cute. Well, I think that's the perfect introduction to bring in my dear friend Scott. Scott is a being of, I was thinking of words to describe him, eloquent, calm, radiant. And I actually met Scott when I, this last summer, had him as a student at the Psychoacoustics Institute. And he had come to learn to explore more about sound healing. And he was in my class using the voice as an intentional healing tool. And I immediately was taken with his essence. So I'm going to call him tonight his radiance. So Scott Alexander from Northern Carolina, and I know it's 12 midnight there, actually Greensboro. Scott, welcome. Hello.
Thank you.
Hi, Scott.
So lovely to be here.
Oh, it's so wonderful to hear your voice. Hi. Do you know, when I was thinking of how to introduce you again tonight, my friend Journey, a sound healer up in Gardnerville, uses the word clean. She says, well, when I think of that person or that event or whatever it is, she says, I feel clean. Mm. And that's how I feel about you. Remember the day that we had to do exercise, some sound exercises in a big group, and we were so glad that we ended up being partnered?
Oh, yes. That was quite the blessing, so no one's feelings had to be hurt.
That's right, because I just felt, wow, he's clean, and how blessed I am to be able to work with him. Well, Scott, let me just say a little bit about you, and then you fill in and talk. Scott started out as a musician. He toured, as many sound healers started out, on instruments. He played the guitar with the fervor and other stringed instruments. And he tells me that music initially fed his soul, but then he felt something else was calling. So he abandoned. He walked away from his music, the entertainment world. And now he's based his whole life studying sound. So, Scott, tell me about that particular point. Was it spirit? Were you directed? Just fill us in and just begin to tell us your story.
Okay, well, yes, I did play on the rock and roll circuit, we'll call it, for about 12 years. And I was a late bloomer. I didn't start playing music actually till I was about 19. And but by the time I was about 20, I was in my first band. And it was all very overwhelming, but I wanted to make that my career, or I thought I did.
Mm-hmm.
And so I covered a lot of ground very quickly, got behind some good management, and got a lot of opportunities, record deals, tours, that kind of thing. And but no matter what accolades that me or the band got, I just always felt empty. I felt like it was shallow. It wasn't feeding me as deeply as I felt like it should. And it was very confusing at the time. So later on, toward the end of my career, I started getting into my spiritual studies and different stuff like that, and studying very many different aspects of that. And then I got turned on to crystal bowls.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked into a convention, and I heard this sound, and I had no idea what it was. I had never heard of them or anything, but as soon as I walked in, I turned to my partner, Sherry, and I said, whatever that sound is, I want that sound. Uh-huh. And so we walked around the whole Colosseum until I come up on this gentleman playing this crystal-looking bowl, and he asked me if I'd ever played one, and I said no, and so I started playing it, and it was just like this thing that I'd been looking for was mm-hmm. right there in front of me, but
something
I still
opened
completely
up.
Didn't understand it.
Yeah.
So that day I bought three of them.
Three?
And got them home.
Was that from our friends at Crystal Tone?
Actually, it wasn't, but it was from some people from California. Mm-hmm. I don't remember the name of their store at the moment. But anyway, so I brought them home, and I got them here, and I remember looking at them and going, okay, you guys have something to teach me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is, and but I'll sit with it. So that got me into experimenting with it and mm-hmm. really just sitting and playing the seed bowl and finding the complexity in the simplicity of the sound,
mm-hmm.
I guess is about the best way I can explain it. I started hearing things in what some people call a single note
mm-hmm.
That was so beyond anything that I'd ever heard before.
Well,
it
we
really
might,
intrigued me, and it
well,
moved
yeah.
my body so much. And mm-hmm. so I just sat with that, and at that point I had built my own recording studio. And
mm-hmm.
so then I started doing research and studying indigenous therapies, type of sound therapies that's been around for ages. And
Did you use books, or did you find actual shamanic healers to study with?
It was books, yeah. Just because uh-huh. Here on the East Coast in North Carolina, I couldn't really find much of anyone that was on the page. Of course, at the time, I didn't really know what page I was on. I was
yeah.
just on this journey, and mm-hmm. So I was just finding any book that I could that had anything to do with sound as opposed to music. And so then I come across vocal toning, and
mm-hmm.
I started experimenting with that. And
with the bowls?
With the bowls.
Right.
And I saw that the combination of the bowls and the toning was so profound
mm-hmm.
that it did things to my body that I couldn't even explain to people.
Now, how did you know what toning was? Because you were fairly isolated there, and you're just reading books. You must have just had it well up from inside of you.
Possibly. I remember being, I had met a couple of new friends, and I had invited them out to my home, and we were sitting around, and this guy just started toning. He just started
mm-hmm.
going, oh, like that. And when he did that,
mm-hmm.
I said, what are you doing? And
he said, "I want to do that."
Yeah, he said, "Well, it's toning," and
mm-hmm.
so I inquired just a little bit more, and he said, "Well, I don't know much about it. I just have this tape at home," and he said, "I'll see if I can dig it up for you."
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of the way it started. He went home
mm-hmm.
a few days later. He said, "Yeah, I found this tape," and so he gave me the tape. I don't even remember who the artist was now. And that started the ball really rolling. Then I got to researching and, of course, come across Jonathan Goldman
mm-hmm.
and different people and just started getting any kind of recording that I could and just really listening to it and then separating the difference between toning and chanting
mm-hmm.
and but at the same time finding the similarities of what was going on and studying mantras and what were behind the mantras were the vowel sounds instead of the words per se.
Mm-hmm, right.
And this stuff just really started intriguing me. And, of course, my friends that I had been acquainted with for so long would call me up and, you know, ask me to come out and jam and play gigs with them. And, and no, you're too good of a musician not to be playing.
You sit home with my bowls.
And, yeah, and I was totally not interested. And
mm-hmm.
so I become a little bit of a recluse for about 3 or 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started doing my own recordings and sitting and listening to the recordings just using the crystal bowls and the toning. And then slowly I started bringing in didgeridoos and Native American flutes, but very simple instruments
mm-hmm.
that didn't take a lot of technical know-how. And so that's what started intriguing my interest, is these simple, or mm-hmm. what some people would perceive simple instruments, but they are so complex in the simplicity. I'll say that again.
In their vibrational nature. And,
yes.
and actually they lay a drone that allows all the frequencies to blossom and to then interact. I want to back up a little bit, because we always assume everybody knows what we're talking about when we say toning with these crystal bowls. Crystal bowls are made from 99.99% quartz crystal. And they're pressed and they're heated, I think, to this huge, huge degree. And they're circular bowls that you apply pressure and they ring out. And usually there's one fundamental frequency, but once you hear them, you know it's not one sound. It creates a holographic array of undertones and overtones, which are all mathematical correlations, which have a profound effect. It's almost like reestablishing the sacred geometry matrix of your electromagnetic bodily field. So when the first time Scott played that, he was completely stopped and magnetized, because his entire system was ignited by that bowl.
Yeah.
So it appears to be simple. But then when you put your voice with it, you have an entire either harmonic or dissonant set to go with that, and then you have created a whole field of igniting activity. So, Scott, you're right. It's very, very complex, but yet the simple part is the amazing part. So simple, anybody can do it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So I want to go back. When you said you for 3 years you were really going in deep in experimenting, at that point there must have been quite an impact, because you were changing from what I call the third dimensional everyday relationships of external rewarded livelihood in the world, and going inward, and that was your spiritual path. So was that hard, in a sense, with family, with job? How did you make that morph and make it work? Because I know there's many artists listening in who think, wow, I would love to take that time for that introspection and to really follow what it sounds like. When you began to do the toning, you had a sense of, I do this, I always have, and I will again, and I must do it.
Yes.
So how was your life impacted?
Well, it was very intense. I abruptly quit my job, my steady job, which was against everything that I had been raised on.
Mm-hmm.
And
steady job.
And so financial security was taken away. Disappointment from other people's judgment come in right away.
Mm-hmm.
But I just felt like it was, I tell people that I didn't have a choice. It was just something that was given to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had to do it. So I did that. Fortunately, my partner Sherry, I remember the day that I went to, and I quit my job. I just showed up at her house. And I said, well, I quit my job today.
Dear.
And her response was, I trust that you're doing what you need to do.
Mm-hmm. That would be Sherry. She's so wonderful.
And I just, to have that kind of support is unbelievable. And then there was only one other person that I was really concerned with. And I come home and told my, at the time, 73-year-old mother. And she followed a real similar suit. She said, I don't understand what you're doing, why you would quit a job and not have, first she said, well, what are you going to do? And I said, I don't know. I've just got to give myself time to explore this new field. And she said, well, I trust that you're doing what you feel like you need to do. And so so I've been real fortunate in that area that I didn't have too many people that were really close to me barking at me and really saying, you're screwing up or anything like this. But other family members and friends made their judgments. And but we have to understand that people are going to make their judgments no matter what you do. So
it sounds like the two most important women loved you, and they loved what your heart path set out, and that was a gift. And that's something that you, of course, created, manifested in your life there. So
right, and it, yeah, and we had been building towards that for quite a while. And so so I just went in that direction and studied every minute that I could, and then I would you know, take different jobs doing different things and learn from those, and I trusted that what you need will be provided, and what you have is enough, and that was kind of my mantra for a while, and it is so true. What you need will be provided, not necessarily what you want,
absolutely,
but what you need will be provided.
Well, Scott, what you have created from your home sound studio, we're going to play a sample right now, and I've working in the sound healing field, a lot of CDs have come across my table. And when I put this on, it's called Birds of Tone, and I'll let you talk about it, but pairing the live chirping sounds, which we know from Bernie Krause and from Joshua Leeds, that the sounds of nature are infinitely healing in their variety, in the timbre, in the spontaneity, that they do have the ultimate healing effect. You've taken the bird's natural tones and put the bulls and the voice, the three elements together, to me, are like a profound trinity of healing. Do you want to say a little bit about it, and then we'll have the guys put it on?
Yes. Well, first of all, when I got in this going in this direction, I had to completely change the way that I went into recording. Before, I'm a Virgo by birth, so I like to work things out.
Got it, yeah.
Not be any questions and blah, blah, blah. And so that's been a great strength, but it can be a huge obstacle as well. So in the past, when I did Western music, I was the one that worked everything out, made sure everything went flowed really nice. But
your nature.
With this kind of recording, I have to be directed. I don't do any directing. I only record when the vibe is right, when I'm called to, and as soon as my mind cuts in, I stop recording. So I had this. I woke up at I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning one morning here at my home, and the windows were up. And the birds were just so alive.
At 3 in the morning?
Yes, at 3 in the morning.
Oh, wow.
And so I just had this calling to get up and record. And, of course, it went through my mind of, you know, well, at this time. But I overcame that, and I just went and I set up a microphone out in my front yard and went out back and set a microphone in the backyard. And just sat there for about, I don't know, about an hour and a half, and just recorded the birds. And it was just phenomenal to me, really. I mean, I just sat back, and it was like I was in a new appreciation for the beauty that is always around us. And just to take the time to embrace that is of the utmost importance. So I didn't know what I was going to do with it at the time. But later on that morning, I got the birds recorded, and then I said, well, I'll see what this bowl sounds like with them. And so then I recorded the bowl, and then right away it was, well, let's lay some toning down with it. And so I did that, and did very little production to it, didn't do very much mixing, not really any effects or anything. It was very raw.
It's burn the real thing.
Burn it down on a CD.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, let's hear it.
Yeah, and then this is it.
Let's roll it. Got Scott Alexander here as our guest on Live from Ordinary Miracles, and he's a sound healer from Greensboro, North Carolina, and that was his Birds of Tone, which, as you could tell, had quite a bit happening there. And I've asked Scott to talk a little bit about transmissions, and transmissions are when there are divine frequencies being imprinted through our body as the medium to reach through into where they need to go. And I'll let Scott address that. But first, I just want to tell a little story about birds. It's very amazing he put birds in there, because right now one of my themes is that the sacred divine feminine is rising up to heal the world. And I've had a little bird tapping at my window relentlessly, who I was ignoring. And then one day it came back into my bedroom and tapped furiously at the window, almost as if it was speaking to me. And I was being robbed in the other part of my house. After that, the little bird would come and tap on the window when I was on the computer. And I confirmed it was a spirit, it was my mother. And that it was telling me to be calm and not worry, that there were a lot of changes coming, and all I had to do was just have faith and be calm. Now, the amazing part is I know these little angelic guys is coming through the birds. I had a friend over visiting, and she laughed and said, look at that, that's crazy. The next time she came over, she said, Jan, now I have a bird tapping at my window just like you. Then I had a women's group here on Saturday, and I told the story of my little bird, and she has a bird tapping. Now, you're going to ask, where did my little bird go? Well, I actually got over my worry issue, and the bird went to the other gal's house on my property. I have a little rental, and she was very depressed, and she was having trouble getting out of her bed in the morning, and that bird was tapping at her bedroom window and would not stop till she got out of bed. And she would do that every day until the depression lifted that bird. So the bird is somehow bringing the feminine in. So, Scott, I think you're right on the wave here of bringing in these angelic divine mother transmissions, which brings us into, do you think that you have divine transmissions in your music? And describe how your feelings about this.
Well, I feel that to be true. As I said earlier, Scott Alexander has very little to do with any of the recording that you just heard. During even the toning that I do, it was like the birds was pulling it out of me. And the whole time that I was doing it, it was kind of like, a wow moment was going on. I wouldn't even think about trying to reproduce it or anything like that. There was no stop the recording, that part wasn't good enough, let's cut and paste that, or anything like that. It was
so that's the raw thing. No.
Yes, that was the raw thing.
Oh, my.
And, the dissonance that's in it from time to time mm-hmm. Is as important as the harmonies. And so just for people to allow their voices to just express whatever mm-hmm. is coming out and get over this feeling that, my voice has got to be pretty all the time.
Absolutely.
Is very, very important because...
Yes. Your voice is your frequencies, and other people need to hear and be bathed by your frequencies.
Right.
Or there's an absence in the rainbow.
Right. And so we use each other. Sometimes the dissonance is maybe energy that we need to release. And mm-hmm. if we suppress that, then it can cause other issues. So my motto is to just tell everybody, just let it loose. And mm-hmm. whatever comes out, comes out. And
perfect.
It's just the way it should be. And that's what I felt like those birds was pulling out of me that day for myself and other people to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And it does have information that I feel that people will benefit from.
I believe it actually has, it activates codes within our body matrix, of remembering that it adjusts the frequencies. Now, you've done other CDs too. How many recording projects? In your sound studio?
I would say approximately 9 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
And normally they run for about, for some reason, between 25 and 27 minutes. And I let the recorder run until something lets me know, okay, that's it. And
mm-hmm.
so I just sent a couple of 3-minute segments to the radio station. But
mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I have no parameters, and I just kind of throw the rules out the window. I've recorded with too many rules all my life. And so...
Scott, it sounds like you're definitely in service to spirit. How are these being used, and how can people get them to use them?
Well, okay. I'm just getting ready to start putting them out for public purchase. I haven't been led to make any kind of financial gain with any of this stuff, and so I haven't pushed to make that happen. Up until this point, it's all been for my self-release and to share with people. But now I think the time is at hand to get it out to a broader audience, and I would like to give my email to people. I don't even have a website. I don't have a MySpace account. All of that stuff.
No blogs.
None of that has been my intention or my direction. But I do understand that that's part of the system, and that will be coming soon.
Mm-hmm.
So the name of my website is Grateful Beings. That's G-R-A.
Mm-hmm. This is your email. Mm-hmm.
Yes, my email.
Okay.
GRATEFULLBEINGS@yahoo.com. And anyone that felt like they wanted to send me an email, I would be sure to get them a list of my products, what is available, and be sure that they get it.
Scott, you walk your talk. And you were one of my favorite students ever at the Sound Healing Institute in San Francisco, and I would say in many ways you were my teacher.
Oh.
And I'm very thankful to have you in my life. And also thank you for your courageousness and service to the goddess. And when I had my presentation at the Santa Fe Sound Healing Conference, I had invited women to come up and to show how they use their voice so people could see the different styles. And I said, Scott, you want to come on up with this? And you didn't hesitate.
Oh, it was such a wonderful opportunity.
You came right up, and it was really wonderful to have that male energy. So, yeah, it was really great. Well, Scott, I hate to even say good night, but we'll have you on soon. And it's just, again, lovely just to hear the frequencies of your voice and to talk a little bit, and we'll do it again soon.
Oh, thank you so much for the opportunity, and the last thing I'd like to say is everyone just open your mouth and let your voice flow freely, and wonderful things will happen.
Oh, thank you, Scott. We'll talk soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Good night. Thank you so much, Scott. Good night. Wow. He's one of the dear ones, one of the lighted ones, one of the light workers. And did you hear the humility in his voice and the kindness? This man is always like that. And his wife, Sherry, as well. I wanted to bring to your attention, later on this month, January 30th, I'm going to have Eric Larson on. And Eric Larson is part of a team that is working with this amazing new element for the sound healing field called the Cymascope. Cymascope. Now, Jeff Volk appears to be on the material here, the creator or contact person for this, Sonic Age America. And cymascope.com, you can take a look. Actually, it looks to me like kind of an electronic hair dryer, but this is a machine along the lines of the Hans Jenny Cymatics that actually makes sound and music visible. It creates a continuous stream of morphing patterns emerge into a cymaglyph, G-L-Y-P-H. It's the first entertainment medium that shows the true nature of sound. Sound does not travel in waves as commonly believed. Rather, it propagates in expanding spheres. It allows us to see these hidden structures, in effect, looking at a slice through the sound sphere. Now, when you go on the website, you will see a whale sound, whale song, which is almost looks like a bullseye with concentric circles, a dolphin song, a lot more vibrational energy there, then the human vowel sound O, which almost looks like a limniscape of interlocked circles, like a Celtic knot. The reason, of course, I'm so excited about this is I recently worked with my friend Eric to put my own voice on a simoglyph. And I was very shocked to see that there is a shamanic woman in my voice. And if anyone wants to email me, I'll be glad to send it to you. It's almost beyond belief that there's a third eye. There's many, like blue lotus sort of portals running through it, but there's a shamanic woman with her arms up in the air as above and her legs as below. So I'd like to close the program tonight with some announcements. All right, we're on to our announcements before our closing song. Egypt. There's a fabulous sound healing trip to Egypt with Randy Masters and Paul Hubbert. And I invite everyone to go. I will be there. We'll be toning. We need to get those deposits in to see that it's going to happen. You can call Paul Hubbert at 512-891-7887. The trip is April 26th to May 7th with the Mount Sinai Extension. If you like sound healing, this is the trip to go on with these two masters. It's going to be very transformative. My partner and I, Randy Masters, will be doing a Mary Magdalene workshop the second weekend in March, looking at the divine mysteries from the sacred divine feminine aspect. You can call me for information on that. That will be in Aptos, California. My phone number is 707-526-9852. Well, before we sign off with another cut from the CD, As Above, So Below, which you can get on cdbaby.com, I would like to wish all the listeners that miracles become an ordinary, expected thing in every moment in your life. Good evening, namaste, and thanks for joining me tonight. Good evening.
Up, I don't know where to turn. There are nights I'd like to drink myself to oblivion. My empty arms, my empty bed, my lonely's like a blade. I conjure up a picture, but your image is all pushed aside by thoughts of what could be. fragrant lies I tell myself cloud over what I see. Footsteps that tomorrow brings come trampling through the fields that separate the boundaries of my fictions and what's real. Sleep leads to a secret world, the playground of the mind. When there inside, I hold you close till I run out of time. Daylight stops, shall pull me back. I can't make them let go. Oh, I only wish that I could make time blind. Trials that tomorrow brings in time will disappear.